We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Well, Pete's gone, actually. Just left. Chris on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. And we were so late, we don't get to do the rundown by 8 after. How about that? It's all falling apart. The Scheman and Shepherd cash grab. It is achieve. That's the word. Achieve. We've got about another 7 minutes to do that. Text it at 45911. It's brought to you by Andy Jar and Levine. You could win $500.
Good luck.
All right. At 8 minutes and 47 seconds past the hour. A little tardy. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
The A's took 3 of 4 from the Rays with the win today. They won 6-3. Really ugly game for the Rays. Right now, Mariners up on the White Sox 2-1. Couple receivers signing deals. Sammy Watkins signing a 1-year deal with the Packers. Could be worth up to $4 million. A.J. Green signed a 1-year deal to remain with the Arizona Cardinals. Ukraine's men's soccer team will resume their World Cup playoff on June 1st against Scotland. For obvious reasons, they have not been able to compete since February.
Yeah, that's a tough situation there. All right, we have a texter named USFL John. He says he's taking Pittsburgh, Michigan, Philly, and Tampa, all against the spread. Sandwich bet says none of you can beat me.
I don't know. I mean,
it's a crapshoot at this point.
Oh, I got the coin, too.
I was going to say, if you got the coin, if we got the coin and got the music, we got to dust things off. We haven't done this since January, February.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
So there are 4 games. There are point spreads. They're a little harder to find.
I was going to say, I haven't seen them.
How do they
even put them out?
The site that you know that I use doesn't have them, but DraftKings did. So that's what we'll be using here. And I have Pete, since Pete had to step out right here at the top, I have his picks. So I think we are ready to go with you, me, the coin, Pete's picks. I think we're ready to go. Let's fire up the music. Our first matchup of the USFL, the New Jersey Generals and the Birmingham Stallions. This will be Saturday night, NBC, 7:30, also on Peacock. The Stallions, led by head coach Skip Holtz.
Skip Holtz!
And his quarterback, Alex McGuff, Magoo, out of from FIU.
McGaw.
McGaw.
McGaw!
McGaw! McGaw!
He played for a cup of coffee as a backup with the Seahawks, the Jags, and the Texans, so a smidge of NFL experience. Stallions, 3-point favorites. The over-under, if you're interested, 42.5. I don't know how they pick these. They know nothing about the league, and yet these lines exist. Pete Shepherd is going with Birmingham. Birmingham. I am doing the same. I'm going with Birmingham. Technically, you could say this is the home team, but all games, you couldn't be at Birmingham. Also, Chris, to answer one of your questions from this week, they're playing at 2 locations in Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Protective Stadium and Legend Field.
Well, Legend Field's where they do the Senior Bowl.
Okay, that's what So that's how they're going to spread it out.
Or at least where they used to. That might be the old stadium and they built the new one.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, who are you taking here, Chris?
I know nothing about these teams.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, New Jersey, Mike Riley, their head coach.
Well, I like hearing that.
Mike Riley versus Skip Holtz.
Mike Riley of Oregon State?
Yeah. And his quarterback is DeAndre Johnson from Texas Southern. So there.
Okay. Well, that helps me a lot here. Because both of you went with Birmingham, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take the points. Give me the Generals.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's flip the coin, shall we? Head is home. Right? Yeah,
it's the home team.
I'm rusty.
Okay. Who's the home team?
Birmingham Stallions are technically the home team. So go in Birmingham. All right. Next, we move to Easter Sunday, nooner on NBC. The Houston Gamblers versus the Michigan Panthers. Panthers are 3-point favorites. The over-under at 43.5. I could tell you that Houston is coached by Kevin Sumlin.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. Their quarterback is Clayton Thornton out of Northwestern. He's Northwestern's all-time leading passer. Big Ten quarterback, whatever.
Yeah, 4,500 career passing yards, all-time leader.
All right. So, yeah. Not for a season. They'll be going against Michigan. Head coach, Jeff Fisher. Quarterback, Shea Patterson.
Okay.
Pete Shepard is taking Michigan. Michigan minus 3. You know I'm taking Michigan minus 3. That's my team. Going with them. Still reliving the glory days of when they won the original USFL championship. But give me and Pete Michigan. Chris, which way are you going? Kevin Sumlin versus Jeff Fisher. I mean, we got some recognizable faces on our TV.
This is a big time matchup here.
Huge.
Yeah. I'd say it's the premier matchup of week one.
I would have thought it would have been the primetime game. Yeah.
Okay. Michigan.
Michigan. All right. And flip the coin.
I'm rusty.
That's okay.
I forgot.
We got time.
Tails. So
that's Houston. Houston. Then we've got the 4 o'clock game on the USA Network. The Philadelphia Stars taking on the New Orleans Breakers. The Philadelphia Stars, coached by Bart Andrews.
Ooh.
They are quarterbacked by Brian Scott out of Occidental College, home of the older Jim Mora and the late Jack Kemp. That's all I know about Occidental College. They are going against New Orleans head coach Larry Fedora.
Tar Heel. And Southern Miss.
That's right. And their quarterback is a Kyle Slaughter? I don't know. Slater. Let's go with that. The Breakers are 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 45.5. Pete Shepard also going with New Orleans. And I hate to say it, I'm the same. We got the same picks. Drives me nuts. But we're both going New Orleans Breakers.
I think New Orleans has the ugliest uniforms in the sport.
Yeah.
League.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I will go with Philly. It just means more.
It just means more in Philly. All right, let's flip the coin.
I'm in like...
Did you drop the coin?
Off-season mode. Not even preseason mode.
Did you drop it?
I'm just forgetting.
Okay, all right.
Tails, so Philly.
Philly Stars. All right, our final pigskin pick for the opening weekend of the USFL. The Tampa Bay Bandits. A lot of faves around here. Taking on the Pittsburgh Maulers, the Tampa Bay head coach, Todd Haley, former Steelers and Chiefs offensive coordinator. Their quarterback is Jordan, is it Tamu, T-A-A-M-U, Tamu?
Tamu.
I don't remember where he played.
Ole Miss.
Oh, that's right. I got that right here. Ole Miss. And the Pittsburgh Maulers are coached by Kirby Wilson, formerly out of Northern Colorado. Their quarterback, former Pete Shepard love special, Kyle Laletta,
out
of Richmond, right, who lasted 2 games with the Giants and I think got arrested for going through an exit once or something, trying to make it to practice one day.
Rich what?
What?
I do it with Richmond.
Oh, just okay. Go. Okay. The Bandits are 4-point favorites, the over-under 41.5. Pete and I are both taking Tampa Bay. So, which way are you going, Chris?
Hold on, writing.
That's okay.
Writing.
All right.
I think Tampa wins the game, but it's too many points.
Oh, too many points in the USFL at 4.
This is a field goal game either way. For that reason, I'll take the points. Give me the...
Pittsburgh Maulers.
Give me the Maulers.
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it, Chris?
And when you think Pittsburgh football, of course you think the color scheme, purple and orange. Just a horrendous, just take the black and yellow.
Yeah.
It's every other professional team in that town.
I agree. Black and yellow. The coin?
The home team, going with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. All right. Quick recap. New Jersey versus Birmingham. Pete and I are taking Birmingham. Chris is taking New Jersey. The coin taking Birmingham. Houston versus the Panthers. The Michigan Panthers. All three of us humans are taking Michigan. The coin is taking Houston. Philly versus New Orleans. Me and Pete taking New Orleans. And Chris is taking Philly, as is the coin. And Tampa Bay Bandits and Pittsburgh Maulers. Pete and I are taking Tampa, and you and the coin taking Pittsburgh. So we'll have some separation. Me and Pete all be the same versus whatever Chris does.
Yeah, good to see a lot of our texters picked up on my Coach Carter reference with Rich What Richmond. So I appreciate all
of you. Went right over my head, and I apologize.
It's on Netflix right now if you want to watch it. Very good sports movie.
Okay.
Very good sports movie.
Yeah.
And Country Sucks says Pigskin Picks go so much faster without Pete.
It does. He's got nuggets. He's got hot nuggets. Nuggets breakdowns.
He breaks it down.
Yeah.
He breaks it down.
I would have been curious to see what he could have done here other than I mentioned the coach and the quarterback, and that was about it. Right?
I'm trying to remember
you threw in a color scheme or two.
What did we do with the AAFL?
Yeah.
AAF.
Well, first of all, I just went with Spurrier every week, so I got a win
and
there.
And that worked out for you.
That worked out.
Yeah, Orlando.
Yeah.
The Sentinel? No. No. Orlando Sentinel's a newspaper.
Yeah, I can't. If you're curious, there are two divisions, North Division and South Division. The North Division is Michigan, New Jersey, Philly, and Pittsburgh. The South Division would be Birmingham, Houston, New Orleans, and Tampa.
That makes perfect sense.
And the championship game will not be in Birmingham, Canton, Ohio, where the Hall of Fame game for the NFL is played. It'll be played on that field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe if Michigan gets there.
Home field advantage. Are you feeling it already?
I was thinking Ohioans would come out and force for the other team.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Now, I I'm going to say the over-under on total quarterbacks benched between week one and week two at 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Benching could happen. Oh, thank you, Cocoa Puffs. It was the Orlando Apollos.
Apollos.
Thank you. Estero Ernie, we haven't heard from him in a while, says Utah needs a name just for me.
Yep.
Display Seahawks fan. Mike Tomczak used to be the quarterback for the original Pittsburgh Maulers.
Oh, I remember.
I don't think you do.
Nope.
You're not old enough. Anyway. I think we're ready to go for week one of the USFL. I will watch. I'm more excited to watch than I did play-in basketball, although I got to admit, I watched more play-in NBA than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, because it's electric.
Well, also,
that atmosphere's sold you.
I always get to the point at the end where, well, it's kind of my job. I mean, I got to. Got to know what's going on, so yeah. I watch.
Yeah.
And nobody hearing my voice right now is going, oh, boo-hoo, you got to watch sports for your job. I'm just saying, I made the effort to watch because it's part of the job.
You have to.
Got
to
know what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm sad we didn't get to it when Pete was here, but reports are that Ben Simmons is eyeing a return in either game 4, 5, or 6.
Was it okay? I heard 4. Is it 4, 5, or 6? Is that what you read officially?
That's what I saw.
That's
not
ridiculous.
Officially, but that's what I saw. Yeah,
I was curious about that. I meant to mention that earlier. That's kind of bizarre.
Can you imagine
elimination game? They're saving it for elimination game.
Game 4,
possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
That made no sense to me. None of this has made sense to me. My world is upside down. Players getting paid $20 million to say they're mentally ill or they got a bad back or I don't know. It seems to me he's ready to go.
He was mentally ill.
Yeah.
Not mentally. That sounds inappropriate. He was not.
Legitimately? I don't know.
Able to play on the court because of his mentals.
Yeah.
Trying to be as delicate as possible because you gotta treat it with kid gloves.
But it sounds like you're not really buying it, so it just seemed like a convenient excuse to not play, which I thought he'd be out there. That was his go-to reasoning to just continue not to play in Philadelphia. Yeah, I thought once he got traded to the Nets, boom, he'd be out there on the court.
Maybe it was real.
Maybe it is.
That's the one series, I mean, apart from whoever the Heat get to play, that I will be locked into every game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Celtics-Nets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That should be good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Celtics in 6.
You do?
Yeah. It's my official pick in that series.
I'm feeling five. I'm feeling a shorter series. But, you know, if KD and Kyrie go nuts, maybe make it interesting. But I don't know. Former MLB'er, I'm taking all overs in a seven-point teaser. Quarterback and wide receiver can work out more than the defense. Any thoughts on that? Look, I think any strategy for USFL gambling right now is as good as any until we put eyeballs on it and see.
Until there's some data.
See what the product is really really like.
Sterile Charles says the Nets are going to give the Celts everything they can handle.
That'd be a great story if they do.
Giving it six games, I mean.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be pretty close.
Yes.
I think that series and who's the Denver series out west? I was looking at that. That looked like a good series as well.
Take the over on it. Skyline, you watch sports for your job? No way. You should be a sports radio show host. Thank you.
Get it? Because this isn't really a sports
show. We don't talk about sports.
We don't force it. We don't force it.
Wig says, don't forget Bobby Hebert. Yeah, listen, that was my favorite. That's my quarterback.
Denver Golden State. That's the series I'm looking forward to.
So
I think Denver's a live dog there.
Steph is optimistic to make game one for that. As you mentioned, Ben Simmons at game four. And Luka Doncic may miss the opener for the Mavericks against the Jazz, I think it is. Yeah.
The Yaz.
And
all those games start, not all of them, but playoffs start Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday? Saturday.
Okay, there's none tonight.
There's no games tonight.
There's now, what, eight seed now, games on Friday?
Tomorrow night, both of the eight seeds will play. I think the Eastern Conference game is on ESPN and the West Coast game is on TNT.
You're correct. So Hawks, Cavs, 7:30 ESPN, Pelicans, Clips on TNT for the night game.
And, yeah, then Saturday is when the NBA playoffs start.
Right, because the play-in games aren't the playoffs. You said it correctly.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Gosh.
All righty. All right, good. I feel good. We got the pigskin picks on the board. And a little starter kit of information here and there, as much as we know about the USFL. So we're good there. Coming up, we have Wikipedia. I told you it's now Chrispedia because I didn't know Pete was going to have to bail. He didn't know either. He had to leave. So, and it was a topic in his wheelhouse. He knows more about Titanic than any human being I've ever known, ever seen. We did this topic last year on this date because this is the anniversary of the Titanic hitting the iceberg, and he was amazing. Now we'll see how Chris can do.
I know it was a boat, and it's not a boat anymore. It's about where the knowledge ends.
It's basically a coral reef right now.
Yeah.
On the bottom of
probably
the
not
ocean.
A lot of coral.
Too cold?
Too cold.
Does coral like warm water like me?
I think all life likes warm water.
Well, there's some amazing life that can do cold water.
Yeah, but like they're I don't know.
Okay.
I can Google it.
I think there's stuff growing on the Titanic down there. All right, so we'll do that. That's all coming up. Also, ESPN Southwest Florida and Naples Wealth Planning present the Sheeman and Shepherd Golf Scramble May 13th at Stony Brook. And
okay, yeah, there's coral down there.
Thank you. Duffy Sports Bar and Grill. The golf part sold out, but the rest of you who didn't get to are still invited to hang out afterward from 2 to 6 as we do our 5-year anniversary show for Sheeman and Shepherd. It's presented by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman. No Pete Shepherd. He had to step out. A little personal situation. Chris on the other side of the glass is still the Sheeman and Shepherd show. A programming note, we will not be here tomorrow, taking Good Friday off for Easter weekend, so hope you all have a good Easter holiday. We are going to combine a few things here. Like, it's going to be like a Thursday show, but a Friday show at the same time. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll talk with Rick Horro, our sports business guru. But 5:30, like we do on Fridays, Harry Carey will join us. Chris will not play Miley Cyrus at 5 o'clock to kick off the hour. We'll do something else. Probably the Barbie song, but I don't know. That's his call. So we'll see.
Rick Horro to Harry Carey.
Yep. Oh, it's a pivot. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pivot. Pivot in styles, no doubt about it. All right. Now, we just did pigskin picks for the USFL this weekend. On to NFL news. And that's not something I've said much this week. Chris and I were commenting earlier how here we are, you know, the draft is 2 weeks from today. And usually it's just NFL coverage ad nauseum, people making predictions, which quarterbacks go up. None of that. It's like crickets. It's almost slowed down to a screeching halt. However,
it is so slow that Adam Schefter tweeted out today that the equipment manager for the Arizona Cardinals is retiring after 41 seasons. Congratulations.
Breaking news. But there is a little bit of news out now within the hour. This is according to Tom Pelissero. Kyler Murray. You know, we see all these the quarterbacks out there and the contracts that are out there and Aaron Rodgers making $50 million a year and Patrick Mahomes and all that. And finally, you know, what everybody's been, if anybody's been talking, they've been talking about Lamar Jackson. What's going to happen? They're like, well, whenever Lamar's ready to talk, we're ready to talk here. That's what John Harbaugh said.
I don't believe that.
Something's a little weird about it, though. Even Ray Lewis is commenting today. He says, we got to have Lamar Jackson. What's going on? And so we've kind of forgotten about Kyler Murray and his little situation with the Cardinals. Remember, he took himself off social media. Now it's back. Anyway, according to Tom Pelissero, the Cardinals have still yet to make a contract offer for Kyler Murray. His agent, Eric Burkhart, informed the team weeks ago that he is pulling his proposal off the table. Arizona insists Murray will not be traded, and Murray's people say that he will not play without a new contract.
Oh, so he's holding out.
Yeah. Remember, Dak Prescott handled his situation much different. He kept going out there, kept playing, and, you know, for better, for worse, got the injury, still got the big contract.
Yep.
Kyler,
I think for a guy that the big question is, aside from being able to stay healthy, the big question is leadership with the guy. I mean, you talk to former, or, you know, you hear former players talk and they'll say, yeah, he's just keeps to himself. And there's nothing wrong with that, yeah. But the leadership qualities don't seem to be there with Kyler. And then to say, I'm going to hold out again, do whatever you got to do to get your money. I'll never hold that against a guy ever. It just seems odd that that's the tactic you would take when your big knock is we don't think you can lead a team. Not that you can't play quarterback, but that you can't lead a team.
Also, the Cardinals historically have been a little difficult to negotiate with. The old Bidwell family wasn't known for spending lots of money.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some there. And then, what do you do with Kyler Murray? All right, again, is he an MVP that's going to lead you to a Super Bowl? He's a very unique quarterback. Early in the season, when he's not healthy, can run around there with the best of them, has a strong – it's fun to watch him because he's got this little body, and then he can just fire the ball down there. He's got a good arm.
The problem is the calendar turns to November, and it's like he's hurt every year.
It's Russell Wilson. He's a smaller Russell Wilson.
Yeah. When Tua stands next to you and he looks big, like that.
Yeah. That's something.
But if you're the Cardinals, Green Falcon texts in, and he says, and Colt McCoy takes the Cardinals to the playoffs. Look, Colt played well last year when he had to come in for that four-game stretch.
But you don't want to rely on him for 17 weeks.
I wouldn't want to rely on him for 17 weeks. But going back to Kyler, there were reports that the team wasn't particularly happy that he wasn't playing, that he was holding himself out the last week that he didn't play, not the team saying, take another week.
Yeah.
That it was his camp that said, I'm 90%, not 100%, and I'm not stepping on the field until we get to 100%.
That was a big
deal. I don't know. But then again, I'm talking myself in circles here. We all agree that hindsight 2020, Baker Mayfield shouldn't have played last year.
Right.
That if the shoulder was really that bad, that he should have called it quits and gotten the shoulder repaired before going back out on the field. So I don't know. I guess it's a lose-lose if you're in that position.
Baker gave more details on his injury in a recent interview he did. So we all know that he dislocated the shoulder and really tore up the labrum in week two. Continued to play, completely torn off on the front end, 90% torn on the back end. Now, this is the non-throwing shoulder, but it still hurts like hell when you get hit and have a 300-pound lineman fall on you. He said he re-separated even further in week four. Mm. To the point where there was bone damage, cracking and breaking and all that. So there wasn't going to be a clean, hey, let's put it back together. So it was pretty significant. And you're right. He played through it, didn't play particularly well, and now is being run out of town.
Well, he didn't have a great season last year, but it's not like it was all bad from Baker last year.
Well, in the last month of the season when Baker was out there playing, it looked like you had no confidence. I mean, the field looked a lot bigger around him. You had no confidence that he could get the ball on a dime where it needed to be. So, look, I commend him for playing hurt, but I didn't think that was the right move in his case. Regarding Kyler Murray, I think I remember it was the last play of a Thursday night game. I think he got his ankle rolled up a little bit. And I'm thinking after a couple of weeks off, he probably should have played.
You know what?
What?
I rescind that comment about Baker.
What?
They didn't score more than 26 points from week 10 on. Their point totals, this is week, from week 10 through the end of the season, and there's a bye week in there.
Yes.
7, 13, 10, then the bye week.
Right.
24. 14, 22, 14, 21.
Yeah.
So I take it back.
Yeah, he looked like the field was too big for him at that point. He just couldn't get the ball anywhere, couldn't move. And then you cringed every time he ran because you didn't want him to get hit because you knew that shoulder wasn't together.
In fact, he only threw for over 300 yards twice last year.
Yeah.
321 first week against Kansas City. Then he threw for 305 in a 47-42 loss at the Chargers week 5. That was the game that was sticking out in my head for it wasn't all bad, but I didn't realize that was only week 5.
All right, bottom line, Chris, you got to make a decision on a guy that is your franchise quarterback. We're in the 40s, and thanks to Rodgers, $50 million a year range. Is Kyler Murray that guy for you for the next 5 years, 4 years?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
Because he's what you got, and because he's better than half the guys in the league, and you just go with it and build around it?
Because he's what you got.
Okay. As opposed to starting over like they did with Josh Rosen when
it was clearly
a mistake.
If you hit the reset button, I think at that point you look at Cliff Kingsbury and say adios.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Kingsbury's a great coach and you need to move mountains to keep him, but I think if it's going to work with him, it's got to be Kyler Murray or that type of a quarterback, the guy that can get out on the outside, like a Malik Willis out of the draft this year. Like, that would fascinate me seeing him in Arizona.
I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be gone next year if they don't get to the playoffs. But now
they've gotten to the playoffs the last 2 years.
I'm just saying, if they don't make it, maybe if they get bounced early, they fire him. And you still have Kyler Murray now with, hundreds of millions of dollars that you've committed to. So anyway.
I think he's a franchise quarterback. I don't know if he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he's a franchise quarterback. He brings stability. It seems like free agents are willing to go there to play with the guy, which means a lot. It counts for something there. I would If I had to make the decision this offseason, I would say pay him.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Young Officer Sean on standby. We normally hear from him on Fridays, but again, condensed schedule today because we're off tomorrow. Sean, how are you? How's your week going, sir? Sean, are you there? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
No, he's there. I mean, he's just not answering.
Did he fall asleep while he's waiting on home? Oh, no. He just dropped.
Oh, no. Hold on. Hold on.
Give me a dial tone test over there, crystal ball. I don't know if we got this going on. Mm-hmm. All right. Martini says, Kyler Murray can always hold baseball over your head. I know. I'm the one person on the show that says maybe, just maybe, I think he loves baseball more than football. And, yes, I do know he would, you know, have to start over in the minor leagues and all that. He's got his, I don't know how many millions in the bank already. And oh, I heard that click. I heard the dreaded click.
I had to restart it.
That's the so
he was on the phone when I picked it up. So there was a connection problem. Dude, have we had a phone call today? I don't think we have.
I don't think we've put anybody on the air. No.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't solicit caller number 9 to play a game where we might not know.
Okay. So we got to wait for the reset.
Mm-hmm. Yep, takes a minute.
Bad attitude, guys. Says nobody put Sean on hold that long. Sorry. My bad.
Sean can hang on hold.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done it many times.
Yeah, that's right. So, can't go to Sean. Can't go to caller 9 for Wikipedia, which it's time for that.
It is time for that, yeah.
We've got a couple of guests next hour with...
on the phone.
Rick Harrow. Although we usually could dial out hotline, yes?
Usually.
We have that line is
yeah,
separate.
Yeah, yeah, usually.
So we can get, I give you Harry's phone. We can call Harry if he can't call in.
It's these copper cables that we're working on still.
Yeah. So I think this.
Got to get the fiber optics.
Is that what we got to get?
Got it.
Officer gotcha. Sean, did I break the phones when I called in or something? No, no, no.
Kyler not expected to play this season without a new deal.
How about that?
Well, he says it now.
Now's the time to say it.
But that's my point.
Before the draft.
He says that now.
Yeah.
Let's see what he says in August.
Well, I think at this point you gotta stick to your guns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think you can say I'm not. Well, hold on. This time last year, Aaron Rodgers says, I'm never taking another snap for the Green Bay Packers. And who showed up day one at camp?
Exactly.
And had an MVP season. Aaron
Rodgers.
Until
the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something happens to that guy, man.
Who, Aaron?
Yeah.
What do you mean something happens?
When the games count or matter.
Oh. He underperforms.
Mm-hmm.
I get you. All right. How are we doing over there? We got dial tone?
I think we're okay.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Hold on. Next show.
Yeah. Getting your old computer lined up? What's going on? I don't know how that Fandangle stuff works. I will tell people. Oh, that's a good sound.
There we go.
All right, let me play traffic cop here. We're going to solicit caller number 9 for Wikipedia. Then we've got a guest in Rick Horrell. Young Sean, I will squeeze you in after Rick, but before Harry, before we take that break next hour. All right? Everybody's happy. Right now, I need caller number 9. You can take on Chris. It's Chrisopedia.
I'm undefeated.
Are you?
1-0 all time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 1-0 all time.
Okay.
Really excited.
I can't back that up or deny it either way. So we'll go with your we'll go with the honor system here if you're undefeated. So you get to take on Chris. Chris has not seen the questions. This is the anniversary in 1912 when the Titanic struck an iceberg. Titanic trivia, it's both about the real Titanic and the movie kind of mixed in. So,
great.
Well, yeah. Well, why great? That should help you out, actually.
I've seen it like once.
So have I. Anyway, Firehouse Subs could be yours for you and a friend. Caller number 9, Chris is standing by answering those phones. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Good luck. It's Chrisopedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, it's going to be Chrisopedia today because Pete had to step out. This is the anniversary. 1912, the Titanic hit an iceberg on this day in the evening and then sank in the wee hours, what would be tomorrow. So, Titanic trivia, both the Titanic itself and Titanic the movie. Chris has informed me, one of our youngsters, like Chris, 30-something, Detroit Pizza, caller number 9, Detroit Pizza, how are you?
Hey, happy Thursday, boys. How you doing?
Happy Thursday. Did you see the movie Titanic?
Oh, many times.
Okay, that's good. That's going to help you out a lot. Normally, Pete Shepherd would be a wizard at this, so we'll see how this goes. Detroit Pizza versus Chris. Detroit Pizza gets to go first. First one to 3 correct answers is a winner. Detroit Pizza, are you ready, sir?
I am looking forward to hopefully avenging my only other loss in Wikipedia, which was Chrisopedia, ironically, as well. So,
hey! Oh, that is bizarre because Chris is 1-0. This is the same matchup. What are the chances?
What are the odds?
Wow. All right.
Let's do it.
Your first question, Detroit Pizza. In what ocean did the Titanic hit the iceberg?
That would be the Atlantic.
That is correct. North Atlantic, correct answer, 1-0. Pete Shepherd, this is a question. I mean, Pete Shepherd.
I thought you were joking.
This is a question Pete would get. Chris, tell me the name of the Titanic's captain.
Kenneth Noisewater.
Buzz yourself. Detroit Pizza, chance to steal if you could tell me the name of the captain on the Titanic.
We'll keep the show moving. I don't.
Captain Edward J. Smith. Edward Smith.
Close.
All right. This is for Detroit Pizza. How many decks did the Titanic have? How tall was it?
I don't know. 4?
No. Chris, do you know?
11?
10. 10. Okay. 10. It's 10 stories high. All right. This is for Chris. Name the ship that raced to the scene to rescue those who were still rescuable.
The Himmler.
No. Detroit Pizza, chance to steal. Do you know the name of the ship that came to the rescue?
I believe that was the Carpathia.
That is correct. 2-0. Oh, Detroit Pizza could taste victory. The next one is for Detroit Pizza. If you get this right, you win. Who plays Rose in the movie Titanic, Detroit Pizza?
Kate Winslet.
There you go! A 3-0 win by Detroit Pizza. You are now 1-1 against Chris all time.
That was going to be really embarrassing if I went 0-2, so I'm happy to. Yeah, that's probably the happiest Wikipedia win of my life.
Nicely done. What are you doing for the holiday weekend, if anything?
Just spending it with the family, my wife and my daughter, and just hanging around the house.
How old is your daughter?
She is 19 months.
Did I hear her for a moment in the background? Is she with you?
Yes, she is. I just picked her up from daycare.
All right. How old is she? 19 months, you said?
19 months.
All right. Yep. Very good. Well, you have a wonderful weekend with your family. Good job, Detroit Pizza.
You as well. We'll see you guys in a month at the golf outing. Looking forward to it.
Oh, great. Nice. Fantastic. May 13th. All right. We'll see you there. That's Detroit Pizza, everybody. Pretty good effort. All right, Chris, let's see if we can get any of these other ones. That went better than I thought, namely because of Detroit Pizza.
Yeah. Well, exclusively because of Detroit. Right, although I did keep it moving.
Yeah, that was good. I like your made-up names. That was helpful. How many lifeboats did the ship's design call for?
Not enough.
16. You know what? Give us a good answer. Not enough. Who directed the movie Titanic?
Oh, that was
James Cameron. Correct answer.
I wanted to say J.J. Abrams, not a J.J.
That's Star Wars, right?
The new one, yeah. And Transformers.
Right. All right. Jack draws sketches of naked women. He tells Rose most of the women are from where?
France.
They like to take their clothes off or something to that effect.
Draw me like your French ladies.
In the movie, Jack won his tickets to the Titanic in a card game. What hand did he play?
What do you mean, what hand?
It's a full house.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
And how much did Cal suggest Mr. Lovejoy tip Jack for saving Rose's life? And she was all offended. But my life is worth
$10.
$20. That's good. All right.
I thought with inflation, it was about that.
Yeah.
But $20 back in the day, that's like, what, 100?
Probably more.
Should probably still tip more.
Yeah, exactly. Saved your lady's life.
That wasn't true love anyway.
No. That was a marriage of convenience for her, and he had all attitude. You know he wasn't going to stay loyal to her. No way.
But guys didn't back then.
Everybody had a mistress back then?
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
1912?
That's how they'd all roll?
1912?
Wow.
Did I get the year right? 1912?
1912.
Yeah.
Dopey says congratulations to Detroit Pizza for his win. Finally, something with the word Detroit in it was a winner. Attaboy Detroit Pizza, according to Golden Knight. Keep that play up for the golf scramble. He's on my team. Okay. Odd seeing Detroit win for once. Bad attitude guy. All right. And Grizz says, look up the Titanic conspiracy. It'll make you think.
My head can't deal with conspiracies today.
Why?
I'm not in the mood for a good conspiracy
theory. Is he suggesting that it was sunk on purpose?
There's always something. I'm sure that there's an angle of somebody collected insurance on it, and that's the reason that they put the iceberg there.
Oh, they put the iceberg there.
Yes, yes. They helicoptered it in.
Okay.
I don't think there were helicopters at the time.
I don't think so. A sushi expert says $20 in 1912 is now worth $584.98.
That's about right.
So, Tanya, here's $500 for saving my... Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good value. All right, coming up the 5 o'clock hour on a Thursday, which is really like a Friday. No Miley.
But another great song you can jam out to.
That's right. Stand By and Rick Harrell and also Harry Carey and Sean. Been waiting patiently. Sheba to Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.